Hi, I'm Larry Powell, and this is Earthkeeper News. As of news time, the Associated Press reports the grim death toll in Australia's catastrophic brush fires had climbed to 173. Entire towns have been seared off the map by wildfires raging throughout the southeast. People have been burned in their homes and cars in the deadliest blazes in the country's history near Melbourne. At least 700 homes, many vehicles, and other property have been incinerated, and the death toll is expected to climb even higher. Authorities suspect at least some of the fires were deliberately set. Smarter people than I have been saying that global warming has been hitting Australia harder than just about anywhere else on Earth. Will these people now be taken more seriously? Only time will tell. The International Polar Year Project is predicting terrible new storm patterns for northern Canada. Dr. Eric Kolstad headed a study for the project into rapidly retreating sea ice in the Arctic. He warns the melting ice brought on by climate change will spawn explosive mid-latitude storms, polar lows, and Arctic fronts along the entire southern rim of the Arctic Ocean. That includes the Barents, Bering, and Beaufort Seas. While these areas are sparsely populated, the extreme weather events could ironically threaten the increased commercial marine activity that has begun because of, you guessed it, global warming. Apparently, it's easier to eat healthy in some parts of Canada than others. In a report, the Health and Stroke Foundation has found that prices for healthy foods vary wildly from place to place. For example, you can buy 6 apples in Peterborough for 90 cents. In Rankin Inlet, you pay $7.64. The thing is, the cost of less healthy foods, like potato chips and pop, were not only much cheaper, but varied very little from place to place. The end result? People are doing without more healthy foods because of the cost. We all know how far companies will go to make a buck, but this has to be a new low. Seeger's Seed Company of Michigan, wait for it, wants a patent on bumpy pumpkins. That's right, bumpy pumpkins. In other words, the company has applied for ownership of all pumpkins that might range from slightly to very bumpy. Never mind that bumpy pumpkins were domesticated by indigenous people in North America thousands of years ago. The U.S. Patent Office is apparently considering the application. In the words of Pat Mooney of ETC Group, which works to defend the rights of small farmers, the claims by these Michigan warthogs are outrageous. Outrageous indeed. That's Earthkeeper News for now. Have a green day.